From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Heated rhetoric and expressions of alarm punctuated a UN Security Council meeting Sunday over the surge of violence engulfing the northern Syrian city of Aleppo. Syrian and Russian warplanes bombarded the rebel-controlled eastern sector of the city. Nearly 30 people are believed to have been killed. Samantha Powers, the U.S. UN ambassador.
Instead of pursuing peace, Russia and Assad make war. Instead of helping get life-saving aid to civilians, Russia and Assad are bombing the humanitarian convoys, hospitals, and first responders who are trying desperately to keep people alive.
The U.S., France, and Britain called the emergency session to pressure Moscow to control its ally, Syria, to end attacks on the 275,000 people believed trapped in the city. UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura said these are chilling days for those residents.
The past week has been one of the worst ones in Syria during the near 6 years of this devastating conflict.
Russian Ambassador Vitaly Churkin blamed rebels for sabotaging a ceasefire announced by the U.S. and Russia September 9th. The leader of the jihadist group Boko Haram, Abubakar Shekau, claims to have reappeared in a video posted on social media Sunday, saying he's in good health and rejecting statements he has been seriously wounded. Greg Barton is a terrorism analyst at Australia's Deakin University.
Based on previous claims of his death that were proven wrong, I think we've got to expect that this recent video is probably going to be substantiated and he's still alive.
Last month, Nigeria's Air Force said Shekau had been wounded in an operation that killed senior members of Boko Haram. This is VOA News. U.S. presidential candidates Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton Sunday met separately with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the eve of their first presidential debate. Trump, who has campaigned on border security, is said to have discussed Israel's use of a fence to help secure its borders and promised to recognize Jerusalem as the, quote, undivided capital of the State of Israel. The U.S. currently has its embassy in Tel Aviv. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson Sunday was asked on U.S. television whether Britain's ruling Conservative Party plans to proceed with the so-called Brexit from the European Union.
Theresa May, our Prime Minister, has said very clearly that Brexit means Brexit and we're going to make a success of it.
In an interview on the ABC program this week, Johnson called a false analogy comparing Britain's June 23rd referendum to leave the EU and the U.S. campaign themes of trade fairness and immigration control.
Brexit was about democracy. One of the problem is that our trade policy was handed lock, stock and barrel 43 years ago to the Commission of the European Union. So we've got a chance to take back control of our WTO schedules in Geneva, our World Trade Organization, how we run our tariffs. And do deals.
In a separate BBC interview, Johnson said Britain has more work to do before triggering the formal procedure to exit the EU, but insists the process will not be prolonged. Regional elections in Spain Sunday are being seen as giving a boost to the center-right minority government of Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy. While it dealt a setback to socialists, which lost seats, it did not offer a clear way to avoid yet another national vote, possibly in December. The ballots took place in the region of Galicia and Basque Country. The caretaker administration of ruling Popular Party maintained an absolute majority in Galicia, but it lost one seat in Basque Country, where its strong defense of a united Spain has never been popular. Gabonese President Ali Bongo said the country will return to normal after the Constitutional Court Friday threw out a challenge against the election results by opposition rival and veteran African diplomat John Ping. It allows Mr. Bongo and his family to extend its half-century rule over the West African nation. Mechanic Thomas Biogi said everyone in the country is sad. It is calm because he said there is no joy. He said if Ping had won, there would be celebration. European monitors said Sunday the court failed to rectify vote-counting anomalies in the August 27 ballot and regretted its decision. A 20-year-old Turkish immigrant has been arrested in connection with a shooting spree in a shopping mall in the northwest U.S. state of Washington. He's being held without bond. Arkan Satan faces 5 counts of first-degree murder. He was apprehended Saturday, nearly 24 hours after the massive manhunt began. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.